You are listening to The Three Intuitive Healers with Heather Nicholson, Angela Johnson, and Stephanie Gonzalez. Produced by The Three Intuitive Healers Show. Visit thethreeintuitivehealers.com for articles and podcast shows discussing our personal insights and sharing our experiences with you. It is our belief that every human is an intuitive and every human has the capacity to heal. We'll take you along with us on a journey of self-growth and healing so you too can open your mind, heart, and life to the healing magic within. Thank you for tuning into the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. I'm your host, Heather Nicholson.
Angela Johnson.
I'm Stephanie Gonzalez. How about you, Heather? Are you noticing like the world waking up again or getting, how have you reacted to it? What are you seeing and feeling?
Yeah, I've been seeing it for actually a while because I'm actually getting out there and walking over at the Arboretum. So I see it more prevalent because I'm going out, you know what I mean? And then I'm seeing the traffic pick up and it's interesting to go from no traffic to the traffic's back. It's about half of what it used to be, but it's getting more and more. And I'm wondering if this is going to lead up to people to realize that they want to go back to where there is a part of that COVID where they don't want to be rushing, you know, the pendulum swaying the other way, but this is for maybe people to realize that, no, I don't want to go back to being in a rush. So I think this is an interesting time.
It'll be like you say, that's a good point. I wonder because you luckily get to see 50% of the traffic. I think it's, my husband keeps saying it's worse than it was pre-pandemic. And I keep saying, well, I think we just forgot over how bad it was because we got used to getting on the freeway and moving. And here on the, you know, the Inland Empire, it's just, you know, that 10 and the 15 are just back to being gridlock. I mean, oh God. And there's, I mean, the great news again, there's just so much growth in construction because of all these huge warehouses and companies that are opening up out here. There's just trucks and tractors and dirt and the, you know, the freeway lanes are all like, I mean, there's two instead of five. It's just wild. So that's adding more to the, you know, that pinch. But I hope, like you say, like you're right, or people are going to enjoy and getting out, but remember to do it in a maybe more mindful, comforting way, peaceful way, I hope.
Well, is that up to us? I'm wondering if we are at this interesting sort of, you know, reemerging, is now is the perfect time to create what you want it to look like, right? And even though it's an individual thing, that's an interesting thought to like, how do you envision, how do you want to create your life from now on? Like I'm, you know, the idea that I can work from home and has been amazing. And I know that I'm going to be able to keep that sort of a hybrid of that. And that'll have a huge impact because I won't have to deal with traffic. Part of the reason why I hate driving anywhere now is because when I was younger, my commute was 2 hours one way. I lived in Castaic.
Wow.
Yeah, I lived in Castaic and I worked over next to Paramount Studios.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. That is wild.
Yeah, it was horrible and it screwed up my back. And so eventually I started to just work part-time. And now it's like, you know, I don't want to drive anywhere. It's like PTSD is still with me.
No wonder you don't want to drive anywhere.
Right?
I thought my hour was bad. Jeez.
No, it was bad. So it's a neat idea of, okay, how do we want to consciously create our reemergence? What is our new normal going to be? Because I know for me, it is going to have an element of working from home, bringing not only my current job, but what we're doing with the clinic. Like I'm in flux right now of where I want to devote my time, how I want to devote my time. And I'm just wondering, can we be empowered and not disempowered? Because Stephanie and I both started mourning. What was it? It's like, well, hold on. We have sovereignty over our own lives. We can figure out a way to make our own lives reflect the slower pace. I don't know. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting when you bring up working from home, could you go into a virtual world? Would you be comfortable working online, you know, on Zoom or how you work remotely and doing the clinic remotely indefinitely? Or do you like the idea of hybrid because you want to be around people and you want to be in the mix? Is it good for you? Is it necessary for you?
I think it's necessary. I think I'm going to get some pretty crazy Howard Hawk type behavior if I do what I would love to do, which is stay at home always. It starts to affect my my mood, definitely. So I would say a hybrid just because it's good for me to get out and meet people. And, you know, I'm all about energy. So, yeah, I need to be around people. Yeah.
And Heather worked from home before the pandemic. So
I did.
How does this change for you, or does it not, Heather? You know,
I had to go in once a week into the office because I already had like, well, when I was first working there, it was the first 6 months, I want to say, that I had to be in the office all the time. And I would just carpool with some of the, actually I carpooled with one of my best friends. So I was very privileged to work with my best friend. So best friend. but yeah, then it slowly went to once a week and now I'm at home. And there really isn't a need for me to go in the office. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that they're talking about implementing and bringing everybody back in the office, but I kind of see all the businesses realizing that they don't need to have all this office space, that their employees are more productive when they're at home.
That overhead, absolutely, you know.
And they don't have to pay the overhead.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, we're moving offices because of that.
Yeah.
We're downsizing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. And especially if it gives people an opportunity to be able to get off the roads and use that time productively with their family, more time with your family or your pets, right? Or doing what you want to do. I think it's very healthy. You know, I think it's very, very healthy. But like Angela said, on the other part is then still make sure somehow you're mingling with people in the flesh, that you are still getting out and not becoming reclusive. And locking yourself away and watching life go by. Not that I can't say that's a bad thing, but it would seem like there's a lot missing, perhaps energy wise, right?
I think that's where you see a lot of people going out into nature. Mm-hmm. Recently, a lot of people have gone out into nature a lot. Yes. And all the, if you go and check out reserve campsites, they're all booked. They're gone.
Yes, everybody, right? The RV industry was just like inundated last year when people had no choice for vacations, right? You had to go somewhere where you could drive to, per chance, and stay in your own place. So that's good. It's good if we're respecting nature and keeping her clean and beautiful. And it's good for people to be out in it and probably doing things they never did before.
Exactly. So I do see a change, and maybe just envisioning more of seeing people out in nature, you know, giving gratitude for seeing people out in nature, and just giving gratitude that, you know, you get to work from home. I think the more that we express in gratitude, like you, Stephanie, are talking about, it's going to emphasize more in that direction and putting energy more in that direction instead of
gridlock.
We're
so the sad. Negative. Oh yeah, because it's easy to see the negative.
Exactly.
And you know what I didn't see today, and because again I don't look for it, is everyone was just nice today. Everyone was, you know, and that's even with all the hecticness, there just was nice people who were, you know, who helped us out, and smiles and hellos, and that's just wonderful. Right.
And, you know, that's a reflection of what's going on inside you.
Thank you. I'd like to believe that. You know, I'm trying to come with peace and not being mad about traffic or whatever. I'm just grateful. I'm always just grateful if I make it home safely. Right. That's in this day and age. Just please let me get there and get back safely. Then that's a win-win. So, and I appreciate that. So I thought everyone was very nice today and helpful, and that made me happy. So life is waking up. I mean, it's interesting, you know, to have this hibernation. It's strange coming out, right? We're going to have actually.
What do you feel like you got out of the hibernation?
Oh, so much. I mean, gosh, so much for me. To be able to do this Zoom. I remember again, you know, a year ago when Heather and I just first just signed up for, she knew how to work Zoom, and she got me to go on it. We were just meeting, and that was a big deal for me because it was a trust thing for me. It wasn't so much technology as, do I want to be seen? Is there some kind of thing that's spying on me? And, you know, that kind of craziness. And then from there it opened up, you know, we did Reiki online. I've done many a class online, and I feel so connected to people online now. I love it so much. So that's been a huge gift. It's just been so wonderful to use technology and to be able to talk with you all and grow in this, like this podcast. I mean, without the pandemic, I can't imagine. I don't see how this would have happened.
Yeah, it's kind of like you had no other option. There was nothing to do. So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to get brave and do something I wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, stepping out of what you knew. Isn't that amazing? You know, I mean, isn't that just, maybe it's not as amazing for you guys, maybe because you were.
No, I'm right there with you.
I just think it's shockingly wonderful for me. I just can't believe it.
No, right there with you. I'm not one that would be like, hey, let's, you know, broadcast my thoughts everywhere. That's a new
and
one.
And then look at Heather, how she learned to do these websites, and she learned to program and code and all. I mean, that's insanity. That is huge, Heather.
Yeah. Yeah. And to know that I absolutely love it.
That's great. That you love it. That's amazing. It really is. Don't you just marvel? I mean, that's incredible.
So I have like a little thought in the nugget in the back of my brain. You know how everything is a reflection of what's going in? So what am I recoding on the inside that I'm enjoying on the outside? Yeah. It's very interesting concept that I've been.
Do you have any details or explanation you'd like to?
Well, I know that over the last year, it's been a huge change of structure within me. I was recoding everything in me. I mean, I remember seeing floating DNA strands that would sit in front of me, and I would be like, "Oh, we're working on DNA today." Okay.
Yeah.
As I'm meditating, I'm watching these DNA strands float. So same thing with like websites. It's the same thing. Codes are DNA strands for computers and internet. So
that's an interesting way of seeing it. And the timing, right? And the opportunity.
Exactly.
And then the two merge. So as above, so below type thing, mm-hmm. right? So exactly. In and out. That's pretty wild.
For me, I think it's more the lag time between dreaming something up and making it happen in the real world, the quote unquote real world, that buffer in between really collapsed. Mm-hmm. This pandemic, it was really neat with regards to the clinic. You know, ideas would come to me in meditations and like emails and projects, it would come to me just fully formed. And then I'd turn to the team and say, hey, what about this? And then the next thing we know, we're doing pilot programs for it and testing it out. And all of a sudden, all these people are mobilizing around an idea that I had. And it's just, there are times where I just thought, who is this person? Like, you know, like that was really cool to just be like, hey, Heather, what do you think? And Heather's like, I think it's cool. Let's make it happen. You know, it was just like, okay, kids, we're putting on a show. And that just was, I would overthink it in the past. I would be excited. And then when I start to share it, find reasons why we really should be doing this, and never mind, I'll just be quiet and everything would stay the same. And that's out the window now. You know, it's like I am addicted to the co-creation state and I can't stop, you know, and I enjoy that.
A lot of podcasts I listen to have been talking about, some of them call it the veil is thinning. Some of them have called it that they have felt that, you know, the universe or the creator, however you want to define it, is supporting our intentions and our magic. So we're seeing that it almost feels instantaneous in many cases. There's just people after people who keep saying, I think of it. And the next thing you know, it's happening. And it's never happened to that, you know, that quick in time. And I said it just the other day, I just thought of something, and it could be little things. You're talking, of course, about big grand plans, and that's the same, but even the little tiny things like, oh my gosh, I could use, you know, just the simplest thing. I wish I had a pack of pens, you know, or something. And it's just so minute and you don't think about it again. And then the next thing you know, you're finding something that you needed, and it just comes to you. And I just feel like a magnet sometimes, like it's just coming. And so I'm trying to be very aware of the intention, because I don't want to put negativity out there, because it works just the same. So you want to constantly be in that place of gratitude and creating, like you say, and realizing there's so much power and strength behind it. And be careful what you wish for, which has always been said in a negative tone, means you shall, you know, abracadabra, as I speak, I create. And so that will be granted. So be mindful of what you'd like, that or something better, right?
We're always in a creator state now. Yeah. And as Sandra Walters says, and I've heard this say, other people say, you know, when you say something, imagine to yourself, and so it is. Mm-hmm. You know, is that really what you want to command? Even on the just like whimsical, you know, toss off comments. If you imagine, and so it is at the end, is that really what you want to create? Because we're in constant creator state now.
Yes.
Very
and
cool.
I think people are just we certainly recognize it. We've recognized it for a long time, but it seems like a lot of people are saying it and shockingly can't believe it and are starting to say, wait, I just literally thought of this. The synchronicities are multiplying and people are just like, are really noticing it. And I think the idea that magic is not just for magicians is becoming, you know, identifiable. Oh my gosh, we are creating, like you say. It's so exciting. It's so wonderful. And I wonder, do you think a little bit of that is there fatigue maybe in that part of, you know, of what we're feeling, is that we've been so creative and we've been growing and expanding? I can say that at least it seems like for three of us, as we've worked on our, not only the podcast, but you know, what you've worked on your life, I know with mine, and I keep thinking, you know, can you keep creating so much with ideas and flourishing that it gets a little bit exhausting? Is that something? I don't know. Heather says, yeah.
I think so. I think if you have too many ideas in play, that it could get overwhelming, and you got so many balls that you're juggling. And so, okay, pick which one you want to, you know, focus on, because I think in that direction, definitely, if you have too many balls up in the air. Mm-hmm. But if you're just focusing on one or two things and it's tiring, for me, in my thought process, I would think not, just if you're spreading yourself too thin.
Just like a physical thing too, right?
You have to be authentic. You have to really be true to why you're doing something. Like when I was working on the clinic to begin with, and I was like, no, I got to do this part and this part. And Heather was, you know, trying to pry some of the duties out of my hands. You know, and I was like, no, I just want you to sit back and do Reiki. I can do this. I was burning out because I wasn't being authentic. I was overextending, and it was out of a sense of guilt because Heather did so much on the podcast with the website. I was like, no, I'll run the clinic. And that's insane. And it wasn't authentic to what I could truly do. So that's how you burn out, I think. I don't know. I don't think it's a matter of how many projects. It's when you're ignoring the little warning signs saying, you know what? You need to rest, or you know what? You need to delegate.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, then I think, I mean, I can't, but I know people who can successfully run several projects because they can delegate and be a part of a team. And I'm learning that.
Like manifesting that help as you want to grow with perhaps the Reiki client, I would intend to have, you know, all these people there assisting or taking this role or that role, right?
Yeah.
And so you're growing, but you're also getting the help that'll support that growth, right? Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So Heather, what about you? What thoughts are going through your head right now?
I'm actually pretty, there is no really thought. Like, okay, so this this morning, Stephanie, I had a very interesting morning where I was super groggy. It must have been about 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up and I realized that I could feel my higher consciousness very physically within my heart center and my chest and down the front of my legs. So I noticed that it was there, and purple floaty self was floating there too. So I was like, oh, and I heard, are you ready to merge? And I said, yeah, sure. And I just went right for it. And then I was like, then I got this flash of a guy at a table. I think it was a guy, and he hit the desk and he was like, yeah. I was just like, and then it made me self-doubt, and I was like, oh crap, what did I just do? Because all of a sudden I started feeling the energy thump through me, and I forgot to call in my team to make sure that there's no shenanigans going on. And then, but I wasn't scared. I noticed that. I was like, I'm not scared. And it was just kind of like, hey, dudes, you know, like I forgot to check in.
And it's like, so, I forgot to CC you on an email.
Exactly. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to call my team anyway. So I called in my team. Mm-hmm. And then as I was calling in my thinking about calling in my team, I got flashed this turquoise light. And I thought, oh, that's what Sandra Walter was talking about. And it just thrummed right through me. And it was Sandra Walter talked about how, what is it?
Aquamarine.
Aquamarine, the aquamarine energy coming in. And so that got whatever happened, went thrumming through me. So I was just like, that's incredible. I remember.
Did you say it was only on the top part of your body?
That's where I felt my higher consciousness. I feel it in.
Got it.
Oh, I see. There was so much going on. I kind of knocked out in the middle of it because it was strong. I was still tired, and I just, it was easier for me to knock out because I kept on harping on, I didn't call in my team. And I realized that week before that my higher consciousness came in and said, so after everything starts coming back, because I heard that you are going offline. So I said, okay, that's fine. And we've done this before. And so when it comes back, don't be scared. So, and that's what I kept on like fighting the duality of it. So don't be scared. And like, oh my gosh, I forgot to call my team. Don't be scared. So here I was back and forth. So I knock out. It's easier just for me to knock out. I have trust and faith in my team that if anything was to happen, that they'll take care of it. So I wake up and then I remember my body feeling different. It was, you know, when you get the shiver, not the shivers, but like somebody walked across your grave and you're just kind of,
that's walked across your grave. Did you just say that?
Yeah. Did you just say that? That's what I call it.
It happens all the time. I don't know. I...
You know,
it's just saying, you know, oh, somebody walked across my grave. So, oh
my God. You've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Really? Walked across,
no, I thought.
Yeah,
I
it's like one. When you suddenly go, ooh.
Yeah. And that means someone walked across your grave.
So, you know that physical feeling that just goes up and down your body, like the chills kind of. Yeah. So that's what I was feeling, like little ants with high heels all over my body. And it was not
heels.
Going away.
That's another one. We just said we had the ants, but your ants have high heels. Look at you.
That one's pure Heather, but I have heard the other one.
Exactly.
I'm learning a new language here.
So I just remember this energy thrumming through me, and it wasn't going away, and it was just steady. So I knew that I expanded. It was really cool. And then I remember hearing my higher consciousness come in and say, you know, things are going to change some more. So you're going to start having more visions, more. So I wrote it down, but one of them was, let's see, continue to self-inquiry, walk more visions, and expect spiritual beings to start making contact.
Ooh.
And I was just like, what does that mean? That should be interesting.
That's not too new for you, though, right? You've had many a contact with your team or things.
Not on the level I think that's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm actually starting to see more. So that should be interesting.
You'll be ready for it.
I'll be ready.
Just to give you a heads up, huh? That was nice of them.
Yeah. So I have no idea where this conversation was going, but yeah.
Well, it was good that you shared it. So we see what's going on with you. Sometimes where you're having a lot of
What was going through your head?
Oh, so yeah, basically nothing's going through my head because after this stuff happens, I'm kind of, there is no thoughts. I'm just.
Yeah. You just are?
Yeah.
Nice.
How are you feeling? Excuse me as I get caught up. How are you feeling physically with all that's going on when you start getting those energy downloads and conversation and you start
nothing
amping
hurts.
Up? Pardon, what hurts?
Nothing hurts.
Oh, nothing.
I realized that afterwards, nothing hurts.
Okay.
And I have more energy. I could, I do have more energy, but my muscles don't hurt as much. I'm not aching. So I
do you
do
think it's some healing that's coming across as... as you continue.
I think when we vibrate at a higher, higher frequency, I think the density doesn't have a place to stay.
Good. Good for you. Well, that's wonderful. If you can be feeling less inflamed and less achy, stronger, and your energy's up. That's huge.
And I know when I tapped into Angela today, it was different. It was different. Oh, and then
yours was different, or hers was different?
Mine was different in
how you tapped in, like what you
how I tapped in, what the feeling was. And then I noticed that usually when I see two energies, they would bounce off. Well, it went away for a while. Well, I noticed when working on Angela that it came back. Kind of I had an aha moment that this is how I'm going to help heal people, but I needed to realize it in this moment instead of stop wishing that I was a hybrid of Charlie Goldsmith and Amu Jam.
Yeah, so I was stop trying to be other people and be yourself.
Yeah, and then I just had a gratitude moment of like, hey, this is awesome.
I'm enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that this is enough and let's just go this direction. So
that's great. Let's see. That's super good. That's wonderful. That's a huge aha right there. Good for you. Yeah. That's a subject, I mean, kind of unto which, I don't know, have we talked about that in the past where sometimes trying to emulate, you know, a mentor that we see or people. Yeah, if we've done a little bit on it before, and sometimes when we get caught up on reading and following, that it's easy to think it has to be done their way and their way and that they know so much more. Yeah. So good for you for stepping in, because I'm studying right now in my soul class. We've been talking about Zen, the Zen state and Zen meditation. And I'm resistant to it as I share in class, because a lot of what is brought up is that Zen is about not spending time seeking the knowledge and writings of other people. It's going within and knowing for self. And, I resist that because for me, I find that in order to know about myself, I need to see who I agree with and who I don't. So if I listen to somebody, right, I'm either agreeing with them or not, and that's helping me understand me. If I didn't have any teachers, any books, any, you know, YouTubes or podcasts, it would just be me. So I'd have nothing to bounce it off against. So for me, I don't resonate very well with that Zen teaching. I seek a lot of information and then filter through to find who I am, but some people don't. And so they were talking about some of the Zen masters, or they just are, and they just know. And I understand the premise. I just, for me, I just wouldn't work. So kind of like what you're saying, Heather, I mean, it took you, you know, to see that you didn't have to be like Charlie Smith or Abu Jam. You know, by following them, you could realize I'll be Heather. I like what you are. I respect who you are, but I'm going to find Heather's way of doing it. And I can be as valuable and I can be, but you would have never known that if you wouldn't have you know, studied under them. So I think it's important. I'm glad you kind of do the same thing. And Angela too, who follows people. I don't know, maybe both you, because it's important to go within and it's important to know of ourselves, but I can't imagine how you could expand if you never had anybody to not compare yourself, but anybody else to listen to or bounce those thoughts off of. What do you think, Angela?
I mean, I get what you're saying. And isn't that the theory of that's what God's doing, you know, like putting all these different ways of being so they compare and contrast and learn more about itself. I get what the Zen is saying, and I do that. I'll have moments when I meditate where a deep wisdom, I know, it had to have come from a different lifetime or a master or something, is like all of a sudden coming up through me. There's no reason why I would have had to know this before. And now I suddenly know something. So I've definitely had those moments. But in terms of how I bring that wisdom out into the world and what my style is, yeah, very much. Go through the process of emulating someone first and then morphing it into what works for me until it, you know, either I drop a lot of it or I keep some of it, but in my own way. Like I very quickly, when I started working Reiki in the hospitals, actually even before then, was dropping the whole hand placements for Reiki and signs and blah, 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 blah. It didn't resonate with me. It felt like I used to feel when I was in church growing up Catholic, where all of these rituals that were created thousands of years ago, there is a beauty to that, but there's also a staleness to it. It wasn't how I would celebrate the divine, clearly, because I left. So with Reiki, it was sort of the same way. It's like, okay, I'm learning. Yes, here's where you place the hands, and here's the process of the gassho and all that. But then I very quickly was like, had to let it go. And I would experiment with different things until finally, you know, my method is I go within the person and I expand the light out, or I'll focus on the heart, the divine, and I'll expand that light out. I'll have everything around me seems to go to like energetic soup, raise the vibration of the room. And then when the when the session's done, bring it back down and everything separate out. That's how I used to do it in the hospital. And I was like, I don't know why, but that felt right. And now it's morphed even more to where I'm actually going on a shamanic journey. I put the Reiki on, you know, set it on autopilot, and then I'm actually following the person I'm working on around, and they're telling me their story. And then I bring that back and I share it with the client. So it's constantly, constantly morphing. And it's validating sometimes when I hear somebody else does it that way. It's like, oh good. Okay. I'm not in crazy town. But I'm now at the point where, at least with Reiki, I can follow my own tune. But I will say I still have a problem. I admire Sandra Walters so much. And then when Heather always has to cheer me up after I listen to one of her webinars, because I'm like, she's so advanced. She does things so differently from how I do it. Am I on the right path? And Heather's like, shut up, you are. We go through this. you got to do it your own way, you know. So I go back and forth.
Josh, right. I mean, I have two thoughts on that. One is, if we're all connected as one, shouldn't it be necessary to be able to share information with each other and share your thoughts with my thoughts and you know, co-create and think and morph? So that I think is contrast to, again, that Zen thought process. I think if we're one, then what you have to tell me is very valuable. You know, I can't just think, oh, everything's just going to come from me in the space. You're valuable. It doesn't mean I have to believe everything you believe, but there's valuable information, because if I don't believe what you believe, I'm still finding something about me. So I need you. That's what I really feel, that that exchange is important for me. And then the other thing you were saying, when talking about how Reiki has changed for you, it made me think about, you know, I see Reiki as, for me anyway, was just an opportunity for me to believe in my own magic, right? So it gave me the fundamentals, how to start using it. And I had structure very much in the beginning, because I believed I had to follow a certain way. But like you, it morphs because there's something internally, something spiritually that you already knew that we're afraid to unleash, or we're in doubt of it, or didn't even know it existed, but it opens up, right? And Heather's saying, yeah, has that happened for you as well, Heather?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've learned from an early on that people don't believe that they can do something unless they're told. So, and you know, that's just how we were raised, you know, how would you know unless you were told? So, and then the other aspect to that is, to your first answer, Stephanie, a lot of people give their power away. So I think if you're not, use other people to, you know, co-create and work with and bounce questions and answers off each other, but don't give your power away thinking that the other person knows better than you do, because nobody knows better than you do.
Very true point. Very true point. And it's very easy that goes along that imposter syndrome and, you know, that self-worth, thinking that people, because they have degrees or more experience, more time doing something, more belts, more levels, that they know better. But that's a hard...
It's a religion, right? You can't talk
about... Right, exactly. Exactly. You're not worthy enough to be at that level. And when you realize not only are you, you know, you can do everything anytime, however way you want. And it's right. It's right for you. And then not to adapt that same mentality where now you think you do it only the right way. No, that is right for you. And you can share what you do. Other people may get, oh, I'll try that, or and expand from it. But don't be afraid to change it.
Yeah.
Right. And then don't criticize it when people do change it, right? I.e. the Reiki way, or how to read a person, or how to heal a person, whatever the case may be. You know, respect that we all have our own different ways.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess it's just belief. If you believe in healing and magic and the divine energy and manifestation and any of those words, then why should it matter how it's done? You still believe in it. And so you should believe in that the outcome is going to be delivered however it's directed.
I agree.
Hey, exciting. Yay to creation and yay to manifesting and living in magic. Very exciting.
It'll be nice if everybody going out to the world can really take this as a co-creation time. You know, really intentionally go throughout, maybe not every minute of the day, but just, to the extent that you can, how do you want to create your day? Because that was another beauty of the pandemic, was people really had authority over their own schedule suddenly. You know, if you were stuck at home, if you lost your job, that was a bummer, but all of a sudden you had your day to create.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to keep doing that. You know, that's one of the things, not to bring politics up into it. It's one of the negatives of the new administration is I keep hearing people say, no, I just don't have to think about it. It's like, no, you need to pay attention to who you're like giving your authority to and who you.
Nothing has changed. You're still.
No, we're all sovereign right now. So just keeping that sovereignty and moving forward, and how are you going to create your day, and where are you going to put your energy and your focus?
Well, that's a good point to end on, that we are responsible for how we react. And again, how we respond. Don't let somebody else create your response for you by thinking you have to act like everybody else does, whether the highs are high and you're happy, or the lows are low, fear-based or worry. You can feel how you want. You can be who you want to be in your space. I mean, maybe not in the world, but, but certainly your energy can be yours. Very exciting.
All right. We like to thank the listeners for tuning in to the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. We hope you're able to find the healing magic within. Thank you for listening to us on the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. Remember, when we open ourselves to healing, we positively affect our environment. This podcast represents the opinion of the Three Intuitive Healers and their guests to the show. The content should not be taken as medical or psychological advice and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Each person is unique, so please consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not represent that of our places of work. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we share is accurate, no guarantee is given regarding the accuracy of any statements or opinions made in this podcast.